USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted an emergency use authorization to Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine, adding another vaccine to the efforts to fight the coronavirus. The federal government expects to be able to distribute 4 million doses next week, though supplies will be limited for a time. Dr. Esther Chu is a professor of emergency medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University and tells CNN that the convenience of a one-dose vaccine is a big benefit.
So it doesn't need to be stored at these ultra-cold temperatures. It is a single dose. It's been such a challenge to get even a single dose to many people. Signing up for a second one, keeping track of that, getting transportation is just a huge barrier for many Americans. And then, of course, in harder-to-reach places, including rural America, it's just been a huge logistical challenge with the mRNA vaccine. So Johnson & Johnson provides a really important tool in our arsenal.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden is defending his decision to launch airstrikes in Syria as part of the country's right to self-defense, even as some in his own party question his authority to do so. Biden told Congress Saturday in a letter that he'd ordered the strikes to defend U.S. personnel and allies in the area in response to an attack on Erbil International Airport 2 weeks ago. Congressman Brad Sherman agrees with the president over the legality of his move. The California Democrat tells Fox News that the strikes were the appropriate response.
I think the vast majority of our caucus supports what President Biden did. First, as a legal matter, we did authorize the use of force in Iraq. I was there for that vote. Many were not. And that authorization allows us, of course, to protect our forces. When you under-respond to an attack, when you fail to respond, you invite another attack. When we failed to sanction Russia for what it did to our elections, we ended up, by under-responding, with them targeting our soldiers in Afghanistan and putting bounties on their heads.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Costco is the latest major company to increase the minimum wage paid to their employees. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Costco CEO Craig Jelinek made the announcement while speaking before a Senate panel committee.
Since Costco's inception, the company has been committed to paying employees very competitive retail wages and providing them broad and affordable health care benefits. 2 years ago, we moved our starting hourly wage to $15 everywhere in the U.S. Effective next week, the starting wage will go to $16.
Costco has over 180,000 employees in the U.S., with another 275,000 worldwide. Costco has 802 locations worldwide and 558 in the U.S. and 45 states, including Washington, D.C. and in Puerto Rico. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And a popular cartoon character will soon get its own theme park. Mike Fortier has the story from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
Legoland Florida Resort announcing this week it will open a theme park dedicated to a cartoon pig. The Peppa Pig theme park will open next year with rides, live shows, character interactions, and, of course, Muddy Puddles. Legoland says everything in the park will be designed to appeal to families with preschoolers. The park will be separate from Legoland and have its own entrance. Peppa Pig's a British cartoon for kids that first aired in 2004. It's now in about 200 countries. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.